This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, a final look at the amazing results of spiritual multiplication. Daily Discipleship is a radio ministry of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and make Him known. And now, Leroy Imes.
A few months ago, I heard a Christian leader lamenting the fact that the non-Christian population of the world was multiplying faster than the Christian population. He had all kinds of statistics to prove that the number of people being added to the non-Christian world was greater than the numbers being added to the Christian population. And as I sat there silently mulling these facts over in my mind, I quietly asked myself the question, then why don't we stop adding? Why don't we begin to multiply? Let me share with you a couple of illustrations that show the power of multiplication. Some years ago, a few of us in the Navigator ministry were together for a couple of days in the city of Chicago. One afternoon, we decided to pay a visit to the famous Chicago Museum of Science and Industry. I was strolling along one of the corridors with a colleague named John Crawford when we were confronted by a mathematical quiz. How much wheat would you have if you put one grain on the first square of a checkerboard, two grains on the second, four grains on the third, eight grains on the fourth, and so on around all 64 squares, doubling the number at each square? The answer? If you started with one kernel, then two, then four, and so on, around all 64 squares, you would have enough wheat to cover the country of India 50 feet deep. Now, just in case you missed that, you would have enough wheat to cover the entire nation of India 50 feet deep. Amazing. Here's another example of the potential of multiplication. Let's say you took a thin piece of paper and folded it once, then twice, then three times, and continued to fold the paper until you had folded it 50 times. How thick would your paper be? The answer will astound you. You would have a piece of paper that was 17 million miles high. Yes, 17 million miles high. So again, let me ask you the question. Why don't we stop adding and start multiplying? One obstacle is that to multiply, rather than to add, means that we must spend time discipling those who come to Christ so that they can be mature and fruitful in their own lives. If we don't follow up and establish new believers in Christ, we are doomed to add, not multiply. Christian, ask the Lord to make you a multiplying disciple. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your personal study of the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each issue contains a daily Bible reading guide and comments on each passage designed to give you practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.